Polly to the outside from Sunday's Best. Light up the moon. Glitter and Gold's jog trotting, running up behind them. Needs a split and it might be in it. It gets it now. Disputed River takes the lead. Here he comes on Glitter and Gold. Takumi on the outside and then came Tripoli. Glitter and Gold, he's been cool as a cucumber on this. He was last the rails, but he went straight through the middle, sailed away and won the last. Three lengths Disputed River, a half away third Takumi.
Not sure Rick McIntosh was aware who the rider was there. Taylor Charles is probably listening back going, hey, I'm a she. How are you, Taylor?
Hi, good guys. How are you guys?
Yeah, I didn't realise until I listened to the replay that he thought you were your brother.
Yeah. Nah, showed him up.
Lindsay tipped us Glitter and Gold the morning of, I think, on the early mail. Were you confident going into the race?
I was fairly confident, but watching her previous two starts, it was a bit of a question mark as well. Tom Madden rode her to win two starts before, and he was at her at the 1200 the whole way around, so I was a bit worried, thinking I was going to have my work cut out for me, but luckily enough, she was had a good day and, yeah, ran well.
Well, Matty Stewart came in the next day and he was really pumping up your ride, Taylor. He was a huge fan of it, weren't you, Matty?
I said there'd be a very proud dad there somewhere because Geordie had been shooting the lights out as well. And I spoke to your dad today who declined to also be interviewed because he said, mate, it's their time, not mine. But I think him and your mum are up at Mooloolabah, sort of, they got a bit on their plate. So, but he was so proud, as everyone in the family would have been, and including your bro.
Yeah, he sent me a message and called him after the races, and he was very excited for me. And I think he was at Pakenham the night meeting, and he said he was watching it and yelling, and yeah, very excited.
Do you guys bounce off each other much?
Yeah, quite often. All the time, actually. I'm always asking for advice off him, and it's always good. We always fill each other in what's going on, and yeah, he's been a really great help.
What's that area near Tullamarine where you guys grew up on, that sort of little farm?
Yeah, in Greenvale.
Greenvale.
Yeah.
And I went there. How old are you now? 24?
27.
Oh, gee, that's happened rapidly. I remember going there to interview your dad because it was around the time of Sunline and Northland. I think Brian York was there from memory. They were having a barbie at the back. And there was these two cheruby little babies rolling around on the floor, and that was you and your brother. So you've been close for a long, long time, you two, haven't you?
Yep. No, we sure have. We grew up on the farm and had, like, little ponies and everything growing up. So, no, it was really good.
Did you have a competitive relationship when you were growing up with one another?
Yeah, we competed most weekends in pony club and show jumping and going around doing, competitions, and it was always who had the better horse and who was going to beat who. And, yeah, no, we were always pretty competitive growing up.
I thought it's always fascinating when the kids miss the famous career of their parents to a degree because of the age difference and so on. And we're trying to do the maths, Taylor, on, see, Sunline won the Doncaster in 2002 with your dad on board, and then there was Northerly, and, you know, your dad was the most famous jockey in this part of the world for quite some time. But were you too young to take in any of that?
No, well, we talk about this quite often, like me and Jordan, we still remember, I think it was when Dad won must have been the Caulfield Cup, and we were in primary school and we took it in for show and tell, so we were pretty cool kids growing up at school because they all loved seeing the trophies and stuff, but I don't think we appreciated how, the horses like the Sunline, like how lucky, you know, we were to be associated with that. And yeah,
that's quite a show and tell. Do you remember what the reaction was from the teachers and the other kids about, here's these two little primary school kids whose dad won the second most famous race in Melbourne on a champion? Do you remember what the mood was like in the classroom when you produced the Caulfield Cup?
It was always really exciting, and everyone would always be talking about it, more so probably the teachers than the kids. But, just the thrill of everything, and, like, a lot of family, friends, and everyone would be watching, and, you know, family back home in New Zealand. And, yeah, it was a very exciting time.
Did you always want to be a professional jockey, Taylor? Because am I right in saying that you went and studied educational studies for a while and then switched out and took up race riding?
Yeah, being a jockey was something I never really contemplated in doing. It wasn't until Jordan started get going as an apprentice, and he was going really well. And I was actually working at Moonee Valley Racecourse as a waitress, and I was watching him make the big bucks and doing well. And here I was waitressing and thought, oh, I can ride a horse. I can do that too. And I never really thought big into it just because, you know, we all knew it was such a male-dominant sport. And probably Jordan and Dad were always like, oh, it's hard for the girls. But then it was the year Michelle Payne won the Melbourne Cup, and she, yeah, was definitely an inspiration to me. And I thought, nah, she's won it, so I want to give it a go. And I reckon she's opened so many doors for female riders. And, yeah, you have a look now in the rooms, and, yeah, we, you know, dominate the jockeys' rooms.
It's absolutely. Really good. I tell you, my son Ollie did a bit of worked in the catering industry for a while, and Taylor, you will attest to this. What's more difficult, learning how to ride a horse or carrying four plates at once to a table?
Definitely four plates. I wasn't a natural at it. It was pretty tough. But
you've got to rest. Two on the hands and two on the forearms. That's the technique, isn't it?
Yep, that's right. You'd have really good balance and concentration.
I'd love to see you have a go at doing that, Maddie Stewart. I used to do a little bit of hospitality work, and I would just do two trips. I found that a lot easier, Taylor, to be honest. Hey, did you spend some time in Perth as well?
I did, yep. So I've just come back from Perth. I did two months stint. And I learnt heaps. It was a good experience, and I took a lot of positives away from it. But I was missing home a bit, and I found it was quite tough over there, just trying to get opportunities. It's a bit clicky over there, so just trying to get my foot in the door was a bit hard. But I ended up walking away with, you know, a couple winners under my belt, and I've come back home and moved up to Warrnambool under Lindsay Smith now. It's been great so far.
He's a bit of a mate of ours. He's a bit of a weird unit though, Lindsay. How do you get on with him?
He's great. He's super, really laid back. He's really hands-on. He's an amazing horseman. And, I'm loving it so far. Stable and the team's all been so welcoming and great. And the horses are beautiful. And it's been a great experience.
Parents who aren't in the racing game, and we've seen in recent weeks just how volatile it can be. And when Greg and Diane were looking at these two little bundles of joy rolling around the floor in Greenvale 24 years ago or 26 years ago, I'm not sure whether they imagined the two careers of those two kids. Was there any pullback at all from mum and dad, given both of you have entered what's known as the world's most dangerous profession?
I think Jordan was always going to be a jockey no matter what. I think as soon as we could ride a pony, I think we got our first pony at the age of three, and that's all he ever wanted to do was just be like dad and be a jockey. And he shot up, he got quite tall earlier on, and I didn't grow at all, so he was quite jealous of me during those stages. But I finished year 12 and then decided to study and become a school teacher, so I did a year and a half of that, and then I saw Michelle Payne win the Melbourne Cup and was like, I want a career change. And I think mum and dad tried to, like, steer me away from it and thought, oh, I don't think you should, like, try and keep away from it. But, they couldn't.
Actually, the only thing more difficult than carrying four plates and learning how to ride is to try and keep a group of 8 or 9-year-olds all focused and attentive in a classroom. So you've done all the hard ones. Hey, speaking of hard things, Goldman, your brother, who he's, as you say, he's a very tall guy. What's his thoughts on this being able to ride Goldman at a lightweight in the Melbourne Cup?
He rode Surprise Baby at 53.5 a couple of years ago, and he did a super effort with that. And yeah, he knows his body. He's been doing it for so long now. So I guess, yeah, you'll do whatever it takes to ride something that good, you know, with a live chance. So, yeah, it's very exciting. And, yeah, I was very excited for him when he got the win the other day.
What was that experience like for you guys as a family when he went through that, basically the whole spring carnival a few years ago as the rider of the Melbourne Cup favourite? And I know he had to work really hard to get himself down to that weight at that stage. What was that like for you as a family and for Geordie as well to go through that experience at a young age?
Very exciting. I think Jordan and I were both so lucky. Dad's such a level-headed, cool, calm, collected guy, and he's great giving advice and, you know, just to stay relaxed. And, yeah, even, like, these days, you know, if you just got to try your best. That's all you can do at the end of the day, and have you, you know, your body prepped as well as you can for a race, you know, to ride the best race you can. And, yeah, that's been really good.
You've only got the one at the Rat today.
Yes, yep. I haven't got a manager at the moment, so I'm just, you know, doing my own rides. But Lindsay Smith, yeah, throwing me on one. And, yeah, hopefully he can go really well today.
One thing counts. I haven't seen the scratchings, but Lindsay's also got Bellman in, who Bo Mertens is on, and naturally you'd be on the preferred one of the two. So what can you tell us about the one thing counts?
Yes, I've been riding him a couple of times in track work, and he's a beautiful horse. He's got a lovely action on him, and, yeah, I think 1600 will be really good for him today, but I reckon also he might get over further with the heavy eight. Hopefully he can get through it. So, yeah, we'll just have to see how it goes, and with 2 kilos off its back, hopefully that's a big advantage.
I didn't realise it was a heavy eight there today. They obviously had all that rain that I forgot even existed. Hey, you're the nicest guest we've ever had. Are you looking for a manager? Are you taking calls?
Yes, you know, I am. I am, definitely. So, yeah, it's tough. You know, I'm calling up and texting for rides, but, yeah, manager always helps.
What are you looking for, the job, Maddie, or something?
No, I'm just thinking anyone listening will be going, I'll manage Taylor Charles. She sounds like a delight. So, and she rides like Pike. So what more could you ask for? Hey, good on you. Good luck today. What about the weekend? How are things shaping up for the next week or so? You had a winner at Avoca the other day as well. Well done with that.
Yeah, thank you. No, very good. Yeah, I've got, I think, a couple at Ararat on Saturday. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, we just take each day as it comes, and hopefully, yeah, things will continue to roll along and pick up.
Ararat switched around a bit in recent times. You may have noticed this, Taylor, although you obviously haven't been riding that long, but it used to be a screaming leaders track. Have you ridden much of Ararat lately? It seems to have turned around a bit.
No, I haven't. I can't really comment too much on that. But yeah.
All right, just be mindful you can get back and run on. A little tip from your new manager.
Got it. Beautiful. All right, take note.
Good on you, Taylor. Hey, appreciate your time today. Good luck at Ballarat. We'll have something on One Thing Counts there in race six at the each way odds. Good luck.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks.